Fresh Prince actress Janet Hubert wonders, did Trumpers give Alec Baldwin the loaded gun because of SNL? By Joshua Klein on November 4, 2021. Actress Janet Hubert, famous for her role as Aunt Viv on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, was mocked online after suggesting Donald Trump supporters may have somehow given actor Alec Baldwin a loaded weapon on the set of his film Rust before the fatal shooting of cinematographer Hina Hutchins, as revenge for having parodied the former president. On social media last Wednesday, Hubert shared her conspiracy theory, providing no evidence to support it, which accuses Trumpers of getting revenge on Baldwin for having mocked the former president by handing him a loaded gun on his film set. "Am I crazy? But my first thought was Baldwin was given this gun on purpose from someone to get back at him for his Trump impersonations," she wrote. "I have never seen prop guns sitting out on set ever than to photograph his pain and give it to the press," she added. So very heartless, Trumpers? In response, actual Trump supporters ridiculed Hubert's reckless speculation. "Lay off the crack," wrote former Survivor star Anna Kay. "Living rent-free in your head," wrote one Twitter user. "I can't believe you will blame a Trumper for everything," wrote another. "Trump derangement syndrome," commented another user. "Like Alec Baldwin would hire a Trump supporter," quipped actor Nick Searcy. Searcy went on to share Hubert's post, with the warning, "Democrats are insane. Literally." Former Breitbart News editor and talk radio host Larry O'Connor wrote, "The answer to this question is, yes, you're crazy." Conservative author and lawyer Kurt Schlichter merely laughed at the baseless accusation. Last month, while on the set of his film Rust, Baldwin was rehearsing with a gun he was told did not contain live ammunition. The actor pulled the trigger, fatally shooting Hutchins and wounding director Joel Souza. Prior to the incident, Baldwin had been engaged in a long-running feud with former President Trump and other Republican figures. Earlier this year, the progressive activist and Saturday Night Live and Boss Baby star chose civil rights activist Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday to describe a dream he had, which included a noose hanging outside of a courthouse during President Trump's sedition trial. The same month, Baldwin called for Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, to be brutally tortured, specifying that he be put in the stocks, ridden on a rail, tarred and feathered. Baldwin also proposed several violent acts of retribution that should await the president should he refuse to concede. Last November, Baldwin called for President Trump to be buried in a Nazi graveyard with a swastika placed on his grave. Weeks earlier, Baldwin referred to the president as a fascist whore who he called to remove from our lives. Baldwin's criticism didn't stop with the president and other conservative political figures. Last August, Baldwin smeared the everyday Americans who appeared and spoke at the Republican National Convention. He claimed they were all high on drugs and characterized anyone voting for President Trump as mentally ill. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.